Mm-mm. You know, God is so good. I tell you what, if we just leave knowing that, we are so much better off walking in that knowledge and being able to understand it. Today, we're talking about the B-I-B-L-E, because that's the book for me. That's right. I woke up this morning, literally, I got this word this morning. At 5 o'clock, I went to sleep last night thinking, oh, Lord, what am I going to say in the morning? See, I've been dealing with that 225-pound hog for about 64 hours, 70 hours. And some of the things me and that pig was talking about don't need to be repeated in here. But I woke up. You know, Jesus said to come to him like a child. And I was singing that song in my heart, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. And we had our meeting this morning, our tech meeting, and our audio tech and our video tech. We were in my office, and they started singing these children's songs. I mean, they were so excited. I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. And I have C-H-R-I-S-T in my H-E-A-R-T, and I'm da-da-da-da-da. You know, I grew up singing that. And then Chris goes, listen, I was watching The Simpsons. I said, what? Yeah, I was watching The Simpsons. Homer was going to church. Or Homer was quitting church. I'm not sure what he was doing. I didn't really know Homer Simpson went to church. But he was going to church, and then they were singing. The Lord said to Noah, there's going to be a floody, floody. The Lord said to Noah, there's going to be a floody, floody. Get that something. And all the rain came down. But all these kids' songs that we sang, they really have a place in our heart. And they form who we are as we grow up. That's why it's so important to teach our children any method that we can to get the word in them. You know, words matter. Relationships are built on them. They're destroyed on their words. We can lift people up or we can break them down. I've been in both places. I've been lifted up and I've been broken down, and I have lifted others up and I have beat them down. I have seen them. I have seen people talk themselves into being sick. Have you ever seen that? I used to work with a guy. I could walk into work and I'd go, my goodness, buddy, you look a little sick today. In 30 minutes, he'd be, I got to go home. I got to get out of here. He didn't talk himself up. And I've also seen people talk themselves well. Amen. Speaking the word over themselves, instantly made well. You know, the very words we speak change our atmosphere. Both for the better and sometimes for the worse. You know what? I was speaking of children. It's important to lift our children up with the encouraging words. It's important to say, you can do anything you put your mind to. Amen. That's a whole lot more encouraging than say, you are dumb and you will never amount to anything. And you say, oh, that's terrible, but I've heard that come out of people's mouths and be spoken over their children. It is sickening. When it comes to our relationships with our wives and wives with your husband, our spouses, it's so important that we lift each other up constantly. You know, I may look young. Somebody, I got a little beard going on. Someone said, man, your beard is white. It's gray. But I've been married a long time. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I've been married over half of my life. Over half of my life I have been married. And before that, Lori was my junior high school sweetheart. She was. I met her when we were in the seventh grade. She was walking down the hall holding Troy Empress's hands. He had brown curly hair and brown eyes, and she had blue eyes and the prettiest blonde hair I'd ever seen in my life. And I just knew that day, walking down Grenard Junior High School, that that would be my wife. I knew it. And I can tell you right now, I'm not the kind of pastor to stand up and tell you marriage is easy. It's hard. That road was bumpy. It still gets bumpy sometimes. Sometimes in our little marriage relationship, there might be big old potholes in the road. We'll be walking along, and she look over, and Steve's just completely gone. He's done fell out back there. I have to climb out and catch back up. You know, but we need to lift our spouses up with the words. If, you know, we all have bad days. And when we come home and you enter into your house, your day should change if it's been bad. When you shut that door, you leave that bad day out. And you go in there and you begin to speak positively over your home. And whenever you're having a really rough day and you're angry, sometimes it's just good to be quiet. I have not learned that all the way yet. But it is good just sometimes to zip it until you cool off. John writes in 1 John 1, 1 and 2, it says, "We have heard, we have seen with our eyes, and we have held in our hands and handled the word of life, and declare to you that eternal life." It's speaking of the Bible. Now, I brought some Bibles this morning, and can you see this? Whoo, that's heavy. That Bible, it has to weigh, I don't know, it weighs more than a bag of sugar, and maybe as much as a bag of potatoes. But I was toting this word around this morning, along with this word and that word, trying to get to the front, and I would get distracted. And so after 10 minutes, I had to pass it off because my shoulder got to hurting that thing so big. This is the word of God. This is the word of God. This is the word of God. All different shapes in sizes, but containing the most powerful revelation that any of us will ever get in our life. This book is the most powerful book ever written. It contains over 1,100 chapters. Over 1,100 chapters. There's 31,173 verses, over 800,000 words written by about 40 authors in this book. Over 3.9 billion copies have been sold. 3.9 billion copies have been sold. That is a lot of books. And that does not include how many have been given away around the world. The Gideons, I have friends who are in the Gideons. They give Bibles away. Mr. Rainwater, who used to be in this church before he went to heaven, he gave Bibles away. He would buy cases and cases of Bibles and have them shipped to other countries and given away. There is no way to know how many copies of the Bible are in circulation today. If we open up this book to the very middle, the middle verse in the entire Bible is this. This is such a wonderful verse, and we can take this. It's Psalms 118:8. It says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man." That center's right in the middle of the book. It's better to hide yourself in the Lord than to trust in the words of a man. The very universe we live in is sustained by the Bible. John 1:4 says this, "The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone." Genesis 1:3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." You know, when God created the earth and He started this, God saw it fit not to bring us into an atmosphere of darkness. But rather, He created light for us so we could clearly see. And then sin entered into the hearts of man, and we became spiritually darkened. And we no longer could see our way anymore. And then Jesus came, Jesus came in Luke 19:10. It says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." It is easy to get lost in the dark because you can't see where you're going. It's easy, but Jesus came to shed light on our darkness. He enters our darkness and disperses it all gone because He is so light. God and His Word, they're inseparable. They're one and the same. Now, we don't worship this Bible, but we worship the author of this Bible. Inseparable. John 1:1 says this, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, I want to tell you some things about the Word of God, and we're going to move pretty quickly. So buckle up and hang on, all right? The Word of God is the work of God. Everybody say, God is up to something good. If you want to know what He's up to, read the Bible. You will know. You will know. God is working something good in you. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue His work until it is finally finished." God's working in you, and it's a good work. And He says that He's going to stick it out with you until that work He started in you is finished. That's so comforting. Because we can be going through life and having it hard and having a tough time, but we can go back to that Word and say, "Well, you know, God started something good in me and He's going to finish it." So as we're walking along, even if we're having a bad day, and we can know that God is with us because His Word says He's going to finish that work. And to finish that work, He can't leave us, so He has to stay with us. And He's already said, "I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. You can count on me. I'm going to be there." Why? Because I got something good going on inside of you. And I have to make sure that it comes to fruition. Man, that is good. That is good. The Word of God convicts us. How many's ever been convicted? Three of us. Three of us been convicted. Any one of you three want to tell everybody else how that feels? It feels pretty rough sometimes. It feels pretty rough. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is living." That is a living word. When you read it, it is alive. And it's powerful. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intents of our hearts. Now, that's a book. That is a powerful book. When I was thinking about the B-I-B-L-E this morning, what got me started on that thought was a thought that that my foster granddaughter shared with Amber over the weekend. She got in some trouble. You know, kids get in trouble too. Not just us adults, or the kids should get in trouble. Parents. So, little Zoe had gotten in trouble. And she was really having a hard time of it. And so Amber said, "Well, Zoe, I tell you, we're going to have to put you in timeout. You're going to have to be on restriction." "Well, what am I going to be restricted from?" "Candy. It's Halloween, so I'm going to restrict you from candy for the next 3 days. Man, that's like an eternity to a six-year-old. I've got to talk to Amber. So Zoe was on her restriction, and she come in there and she said, "Amber, I know what's wrong with me." And Amber says, "You do." She says, "I do." And she said, "Well, what is it?" She said, "For 2 days," she has a little talk like that, I love it. "For 2 days, we have not done our Bible study." And she said, "I got to get the Word in me, Amber. I've got to get the Word in me." That's a child who came out of a family who knew nothing about God, never heard God, only been in the family 2 months. And knowing already that I have got to get the word in me because it makes a difference in my life. In my life, I've got to get it in me. That's coming from a 6-year-old. That little kid can preach to me any day. And this is what she's been reading. Parents, if you want a good book that will hold your child's attention, it's called Jesus Calling. It's a Bible storybook. And so this is little Miss Zoe and Griffin's and Moe's Bible study. And tonight they're going to be studying Ruth and Naomi. I guarantee you Amber will do it tonight. Her little girl's done told her, you got to get the word in me, honey. But listen how this reads. It's so cool. I'll just jump in somewhere. At the very end, it says, isn't God great? He rewarded Ruth's kindness and turned Naomi's sad life into something good. God uses people from different countries like Ruth and Rahab in his plan to help his children. And then it goes on to say, all things work together for the good to those who love God. Romans 8:28. And then at the very end of it, it's like God talking to the child. It said, everything that happens fits into my plan for good if you love me. Trust me with the big things like your friendship and future dreams. You can also trust me for little everyday things. Remember how I took care of Ruth and Naomi. Nothing is too big or too small for me. So talk with me about everything. Isn't that good? That is so wonderful. And that child is being filled with the Word of God. No matter how long she stays a Pearson, she will leave there filled with the Word of God. I love it. She can't figure out how Samson has all that strength in his hair. You know, some questions are way too big for even us. All right. Are you feeling a little dirty? Sometimes. The Word of God cleanses us. It makes us clean. I was outside working yesterday and I was smoky and sweaty and just dirty and grimy. And oh, I took a shower and I felt so good. But that doesn't compare to the cleaning that God does in our hearts. John 15:3 says, you are already clean because the word which I have spoken to you. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're already clean because of the word which has been spoken to you. Ephesians 5:26 says, Christ sanctifies and cleanses me with the washing of the water by the word. Amen. If you're saved, say, I am clean.
I am clean.
Say it like you mean it. I am clean. There you go. My grandma Osborne's 86 years old. I should say 86 years young. And she's a retired nurse. And I know we have nurses in the house this morning, but my grandmother was a nurse of the old school. Whenever I had to go get a shot, I did not want my grandma giving it to me. If I was dirty, I did not want my grandma washing me because she would take that wash rag and she would scrub me red. Have you ever been scrubbed like that? Scrubbed me red. She would take that cloth and I mean...